Good morning, church. Today is May 16th. It's another Sunday here on this year of our Lord, 2010. We got an amazing song list this morning, I promise you. And so we are here. We have songs. And this makes for a wonderful combination. So let's stand, let's pray, and let's begin. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here today. And Father, help us to praise you and to worship you today, Father God, in spirit and in truth. And Father, if there be anything that's hindering us from being able to come to you in that way that you want us to, help us to lay it aside and that we will come to you and just have just an awesome time of praise and worship, just like it's going to be in heaven someday. We thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Serve Him, serve Him. Serve Him in the morning, serve Him in the noontime. Serve Him, serve Him, serve Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Love Him, love Him. Love Him in the morning, love Him in the noontime. Love Him, love Him. Love Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Amen.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Today, whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in Thy presence humbly I bow. Have Thine own way, thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold on my being, absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit, till all shall see. Christ only always living in me.
Well, it is well with my soul.
my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin not in part, but the whole. Is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh, my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well with my soul. And Lord, haste a day when my faith shall be signed. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well, it is well with my soul.
Amen.
Horatio Spafford was the man who wrote that song. He lived on the East Coast. Then he found out that he had lost his wife and all his girls when they were sailing out over the Atlantic. And they knew where it had gone down. They didn't have a boat there that got there fast enough. Everybody was lost at sea. And you know, I've said this so many times, you know, you look at the certain parts of the Bible, they're just so profound where someone is calling out to God. Like Psalm 51, where David, you know, it's just, I mean, he's just, you have to understand the anguish that was in his soul. And Horatio, he took a ship and they came to the approximate place where they thought that the ship had gone down. And he was standing out, looking out over the deck railing. And you know, he could have gotten angry at God. He could have been bitter. But you know, he was just pouring out his soul to God. And he said, you know, when peace like a river attends my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you have taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. And then in the second verse, it says, though Satan should buffet, and though trials should come. You know, we don't normally think of death as a trial. But what if it happens? He had to face that. And in the end, like some of the greatest men that you will find and women in the Bible, they were able to praise God out of the anguish, out of the darkest part of their life, to say, it is well with my soul. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, linger near when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night
draws near, and the day is past and gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Amen.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all to thee, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Amen.
Happy. Satan's tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, still marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord at our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, Satan rages, we will not be defeated. Jesus, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
March to the tune of a love song, singing the King's Jubilee. Anointed to enter the hell gate, anointed to set captives free. We lift up our banner of worship, and Jesus our champion we praise. An army of worshipers stands by his side, baptized in his fire, revealing his glorious light. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We sing the high praises of heaven and fight with the sword of the word, to bind every stronghold of Satan, preparing the way of the Lord. We lift up a standard of worship that shatters the darkness with light, and God will arise on the wings of our praise and march as a warrior who's mighty and able to save. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth.
Praise God.
Wow.
Praise God.
Gotta have a deep breath when you sing that song. You know, if we would look back at some of the men who penned the books that you find in the Bible, they would say, we've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. Almost every single apostle was martyred. Almost every single one of them. We've laid down our lives.
Mm-hmm. lifter of my head. Hallelujah, my glory and the lifter of my head. Amen. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hymn. My glory and the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. My glory and the lifter of my head. Amen. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And I heard me under his holy hymn. My glory and the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. My glory and the lifter of my head. Amen. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my head.
Amen.
Psalm 3.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
And that is a good way to go out, to say, look, God, sometimes we have joy automatically, but sometimes you got to claim it. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Praise you. Yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. He will show us the paths of life. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. And on his right hand, there will be pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. We thank you. Praise you, Heavenly Father. For a glorious day today, for a day of victory. Thank you, Lord, for the excitement in this body of believers. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Father. We have a reason to be excited. We have a reason to shout hallelujah and to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we're not going to be any longer dwelling on our circumstances and our problems and our situations. Instead, we are going to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we may abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover me with His feathers, and under His wings will I trust. Hallelujah. His truth shall be my shield and my buckler, and I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. 1,000 may fall on my side, 10,000 on my right hand. Nothing shall come nigh unto me. Only with my eyes shall I behold the reward of the wicked. And we thank You, praise You, Heavenly Father. He shall give His angels charge over us to carry us in all our ways, to bear us in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. That's who our God is. He is our protector. He is our keeper. He is the shade on our right hand. He is the one that never fails. Hallelujah. He sticks closer than a brother. That's who our God is. Hallelujah. And we praise His holy name today. Hallelujah. We thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today, for a day of victory. We thank You for the Holy Spirit moving in the midst of us, O Lord. And let it be joy unspeakable and full of glory in every heart. Let Your peace saturate each and every person, we pray in the name of Jesus. And let us go out and share our testimony with the world, we pray in the name of Jesus. And see people saved and God's name be glorified. And we thank You, Father, for using up these people here, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we love You, we appreciate You, we thank You for being with us today. We thank You for what You're going to do. We thank You for what You have done. And we thank You for who You are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none beside You. You're the only one. You're the Holy One of Israel. You are God and we will praise You. You are God, we will exalt You. And give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good and His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. His loving kindness is better than life, and our lips shall praise Him. Our lips shall praise Him. Thus shall we bless the Lord. While we live, we shall lift up our hands unto Thy name. And we thank You and praise You, Lord. Praise Your holy name. We pray for the anointing upon the pastor as he will deliver the message to us. We pray. Thank You for giving him, O Lord, the anointing, giving him the power, giving him freedom to preach, clarity of mind, and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank You, Heavenly Father, no one will be left untouched today. Everyone will live filled, O Lord, with Your power. Oh, with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, for what You have in store for this body of believers. Father, we thank You and praise You today for being, Lord, our provider as well. You are the Jehovah Jireh. Oh, Lord, You are the reward of them that diligently seek You. And Lord, we seek You with all our heart. We seek You with all our mind and soul. We seek You, Lord, and we thank You for providing every need in this body of believers. Thank You for providing for the needs of the church. Thank You, Father, oh Lord, for blessing the finances. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus and make it multiply. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. Thank You for putting in the heart of each and every person, O Lord, to give to the work of the Lord, to give out of what You have given us, to give with joy, to give with gladness, O Lord, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And our God shall supply all our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory today. Oh, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen.
Power in the blood. Amen. To save sinners. Any sinners here today? Oh, the rest of you aren't sinners? Okay. Okay. Good morning. So we're going to take some testimonies. Okay. Natalia.
Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good.
Lead
me into the land of uprightness.
Father,
I adore you. Lay my life before you. How I love you. Jesus, I adore you. Lay my life before you. How I love you. Spirit, I adore you. Lay my life before you. How I love you. Father, I adore you.
Last Sunday, I had a mission in Mill Valley, so I'm giving you the results today. Monday was a rain day, so I couldn't go there. Tuesday, we were finishing up something else. But Wednesday, I had the opportunity to work at that place where that two-year-old boy, or I forgot his name, Casper. There we go, excuse me. Anyway, of course, the lady of the house kind of gave me a cold shoulder, So I still asked her to, you know, to come in the house and have a conversation with her. And she says, it's okay, but don't preach to me. So so as we were talking, she says, well, what kind of God do you serve? It's supposed to be a loving God, but he would make children sick. So I told him, I says, yes, he's a loving God, but he's a jealous God. You know, and I says that, you know, God created you, and then your husband turns around and starts serving Buddha. That's the reason, you know, these complications. So she just wants to hear things positive, not negative. So she was like a lioness, a female lion. Lioness, if you know what they're like when they're angry, they worse than a lion, which is the king of the beasts, you know. So I'm just warning you. So anyway, I apologized to her for upsetting them and so forth. And I continued to work there. And so Wednesday, close to noon, there'd be a lady pull up in a nice car, young lady bringing a pot, looked like, you know, food. Thursday again. By Friday, I was getting curious. So the lady walking past me, she says, are they home? I says, there's somebody home, which is the brother-in-law is home. And he's from Massachusetts. He came to visit. This is the sister of the, you know, the Buddhist, the man, Rob. And so she went in there, and then she's coming back. When coming back, I had the opportunity to ask her. I says, what religion are you? And she says, she's Vietnamese. No, I said, what religion? She says, Buddhist. Well, that, you know, kind of explains. So anyway, that explains what it is. It's the support group, you know, coming every day and bringing some food since they're in and out of the hospital and so forth, you know, which is kind of wonderful. Anyway, I talked to the brother-in-law, who is a German descent, and he's from Massachusetts, and asked him, what religion are you? He says, oh, I'm not nobody or nothing or something. Do you believe in God? He says, well, I believe there's some kind of force. I think this Lucasfilm's Force Be With You has kind of conquered all the young generations. Yes, there is a living God. Amen. Oh, excuse me. Just to lift up the church, I have this little story as how to stay safe in the world today, you know, with all the turbulation and so forth. Avoid riding in automobiles because they are responsible for 20% of all fatal accidents. Do not stay at home because there are 17% of all accidents occur in homes. Avoid walking on the streets or sidewalks because 14% of all accidents occur to pedestrians. Avoid traveling by air, rail, or water because 16% of all accidents involve these forms of transportation. Of the remaining 33%, 32% of all deaths occur in hospitals. So above all else, avoid hospitals. Don't go to a hospital. But you will be pleased to learn only 1% of deaths occur in worship services in church. Wow, what a place to go, huh? Therefore, logic tells us that the safest place for you to be at any given point in time is in church. And Bible study is also safe. The percentage of deaths during Bible study is less than 1%. So attend church and read your Bible. It could save your life. Under same management for over 2,000 years. Amen. God bless you.
You know, just because you weren't well received in Mill Valley, that doesn't change what God's will was. You know what I mean? And that was for us to pray for Casper and for God to heal him and for salvation. So it's going to be his will when his people pray. So, and I'm still expecting better reports in the future. So, okay, any other testimonies this morning? I have a quick testimony. I told you about we were looking at some property and we prayed that it would go through. So I signed the papers Friday and went through, no problems. The owners of the property have been gracious to us. They're letting us move our equipment in before the deal's closed. They're even letting us use their own forklift, have access to the shop. So God's given us favor. So it's not anything great that we've done. It's just God's favor. So I want to praise God for that. And, you know, over the years, there's been times I drove to church and said, well, I'd like to have that piece of ground, or I'd like to have that, or this or that, you know. And God had showed me, hey, don't put your eyes on houses and lands. And he'll take care of that. Well, he did. And so I'm thankful for that. And it is going to be just another tool to use in the vineyard to promote the gospel and to sustain the lives of people on this earth. So, okay, Pastor John.
Praise God and good morning. I want to start off saying this, that this is a fantastic church. You know, the church is made up of people. And yesterday, we had a total of 6 people that sacrificed a Saturday. Now, Saturday is a nice day to have off, you know, be with the family. 2 of our deliverance teams were here. And they worked probably from about 10 o'clock up to about 4 o'clock. And then our cleaning crew, which is a husband and wife team, they simply postponed cleaning the church after 4 o'clock. And we were here late last night. And so the church will be clean today. So I want to say thank you very much to the deliverance teams that were here, that spent time and gave of your Saturday to serve people and to honor God. And thank you, cleaning crew, for spending Saturday night live in church. It's a safe place. So it is exciting. Let me say this to you again, that we finished book number 1, Christodynamics, which is on salvation, healing, and deliverance and healing. And we do have copies in the bookstore. I think that maybe last week, some of you did not know we had those copies here. So you can pick one up if you're watching us and you says, well, I have an old Christodynamics 1. Well, you need a new one. The old one was about maybe 90 to 100 pages. There's a 350. And we have packed it in with everything that you need to know to survive in these last days. So please pick up your copy. And, of course, pay for it. Now, let me read a letter that came in to us from the UK. That's how they say in Europe now, but it's England or Great Britain. And this was written May 4th, 2010. And this came by regular mail, not email. to Pastor John Terrell and Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. That's us, to you. I came across your website when I was looking for a book, and being new to the internet, I rather cautiously decided to explore your site. It seemed to me to be an answer to my prayer to the Lord for greater historic understanding on various issues. So I thank you for using you and your church to present your Sunday services and other material online. I appreciate it all very much, and I want to say thank you to you, Pastor, for being obedient to the call in your life, which has become a benefit to so many folk. I do understand it is costly to present this material on the website, and the Lord is making it possible because he said his word must go to the ends of the earth, and there is another way to send it. So I enclose a donation to help, and my prayer is that the Lord will enable you to continue this work for the furtherance of his kingdom and the honoring of his name. Come, Lord Jesus, come soon, for the days are getting darker. I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you all and answer your prayers in due time. I hope to send you again at a later date with love and every blessing in Jesus our Lord and Savior. And the first name is Vera. And I don't know what part of England it is. I'm not that familiar with England, but it's somewhere in England. So it would be like somewhere in the United States, somebody outside. Now, those of you that were here Thursday, remember that last week we prayed for Ian Rule from Colorado. Remember that? Well, guess what happened Thursday? He was here. And he had done really well with the interview. A nice young man. And so he's hoping to get the job here in Sacramento. And if he does get the job and he moves here, he will be attending our church. So that is a big praise to the Lord. And I really like the Thursday night crowd. I like your Sunday morning crowd too, because several people took time. You know, when you're a visitor, you know, you shake some hands and you kind of sneak out because you don't know anyone. Well, he was going down the middle aisle, and someone snagged and talked to him, another snagged and talked to him. And before we knew it, he was sitting in the back seat talking to his sister Joanne, who was the last one, I think, talked to him and spent quite a while with him. And so I just praise God for that. We're going to pray for some things here. Now, this is the negative stuff. I want us to pray today for the oil leak in the Mexican Gulf. It is much worse than what people have told us. And it is going to affect the fishing in the oceans. Not only in the Mexican Gulf, it's going to spread out into the Atlantic. And if they don't get a handle on this, it's going to be a disaster. Remember, in the book of Revelation, that God said that one of the judgments would be that one-third of the oceans would be like blood, and the fish will die. Now, I'm not saying this is this, but it is very, very serious. We need to pray for that. God will simply, in his mercy, intervene, give those, should I say, lesser knowing people, intelligence enough to close it up. They drilled the hole, they need to close it. The world markets were very volatile last week. Now, the price of oil fell $3.50 per barrel, ended up Friday at $71.61. You couldn't tell it at the pumps, because the oil company simply says, I want more money. But anyways, Dan, the big international banksters, sold off every commodity Friday in order to punish the small investors and steal their money. If you look upon all the things from oil and heating oil and all the commodities of cattle and grain and so on, everything went down. The euro has fallen about $1.25 per dollar to 0.8091. That's about 80 cents per, actually 0.80 percent of a euro for a dollar. People who invested in European fund had big losses. Gold, silver, platinum, and copper lost value, and so did cattle and grains. Through the IMF fund, International Money Fund, American taxpayers, that's you and I, are going to give Greece $8 billion in their bailout for that nation. They have been very, very irresponsible. The entire world economy is based upon credit. The banksters loaning money to nations, corporations, and individuals, and in time will wreck the economy. I'm going to be speaking more on this today in my sermon. Let us pray that God will wreck the international money changers' plan and that their schemes will be ruined and continue to lower the price of oil. And our last prayer request here, we're going to pray for Casper also today, is to pray for God to help us pay rent. We owe $3,000 for the month of May. We haven't paid a dollar on the rent this month. It's the 16th, and so we need to pray it in today. So those of you that like to pray or prayer warriors, come on up here, and we will start praying.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and for our many blessings. We thank you, Father, for the beautiful weather that we're having. We thank you, Father, that you have blessed us abundantly this year with rain. And we just praise your name. We thank you, Father, that the crops are in the field and the harvest is planned. And Lord, we just want to praise your name for all the abundance that you've given us. And Father God, we want to lift up Ian to you. And we thank you, Lord, that he was able to visit here last Thursday night. And we thank you, Father God, that you would lead him and guide him and open the doors for employment for him as you would have him to be employed. If it is with Sutter Health, Lord, we thank you for opening that up for him and putting him in the right place where you want him to be, serving you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you're doing in America. Thank you what you're doing in the churches. We thank you, Father God, that there's people that take a stand for you and to serve you, Father, and to look at you, look at God as the Father. And I just praise you for this, Father God. And I pray, Lord God, that you're doing your job. And I know that you're answering our prayers over the oil situation, over the rain, over all so many different things that we have prayed for. Lord God, you have answered those prayers. And I praise you for that, Father God. And those prayers that we pray, and that go up to you, Father, those are miracles. Those are miracles because you are answering those prayers. And I thank you, Father. And I praise you for that. And I praise you, God, for answering my prayers over the oil situation, Lord God, and how you're driving the prices down and you're exposing the sin that is going on in this country. Yes. And I praise you, God, for that. And Lord, I ask you to please continue to expose their sins and that let their sins find them out. And in return, God, help us to do our job on this earth for salvation and for walking with you and serving you in all manner of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
My Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for my Wednesday's contact in Mill Valley with Maria regarding their two-year-old son. I want to thank you for giving me the patience and the ability to stand up to a woman of that nature and the outcome. And we still continue praying. Our immediate family is praying for Casper, and this congregation here at Resurrection is praying. And we have confidence in you that you will restore this child's health and bring him to be healthy again. And I also want to lift you up and ask you for a miracle in this oil leak. If this is a sabotage, again, it is for your glory that no humans can correct this error, this mistake, or whatever's been done there. But you, Heavenly Father, put your hand in this, and the oil leak will stop, and you will clear the oceans and restore the fishing industry again. We just want to give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you that you are Jehovah Jireh, you are provider. We thank you for the many praises, reports that we receive, Lord, day after day, week after week, month after month, what the Lord our God has done. Oh Lord, it doesn't matter where our situation is right now, where the rent is not paid, the finances seem a little dim. Oh Lord, we trust in our Lord our God, who is still on the throne, who is the provider, who is our only source. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father. It doesn't matter where we are. We know where we are going to be. Not because of us, but because of our Lord our God, who supplies all our needs, who is the provider, who is our only source. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, O Lord, for blessing the finances. Not only the rent to be paid, O Lord, but every expense, salaries, and everything will be paid, O Lord, because our Lord, our God, is no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, O Lord, for blessing. Many blessings coming upon this congregation, upon this church, in the finances, in the health, in every area of our lives. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Oh, and we thank you beforehand, O Lord, for meeting not only the rent, but every expense that there is in this church body. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and pray this in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, I lift up Vera to you in England, and we thank you, Lord, for her beautiful letter, and we thank you for her communication and her support of this ministry. Father, we ask your blessing on Vera. We ask your blessing on her family, on her friends, on those she's in contact with. And that she will be an ambassador for Christ and lead many souls to Jesus because of her anointing, and that you are going to put on her, Lord, that you will give her the words to speak to those that she meets and those that you put in her way. And Father, we thank you that she is going to be very blessed and with good health and a strong stamina in her body, Lord God. We lift her up. We don't know her age, but it doesn't matter, Lord, because age doesn't mean anything to you. You can strengthen anyone at any age, and you can make them able to do whatever you want them to do. So, Father, we lift her up, and we thank you for her, and we ask you to anoint her, to give her a ministry, bless all those that she comes in contact with and those that you put in her path, Lord God, and give her the words to speak and the knowledge that she needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Javier to you right now. There's an extreme pain in his back. And Father God, we thank you right now that you, Holy Spirit, would you touch him right now from the top of his head and all the way down, that you would touch every vertebrae, every disc, every muscle on his back, Father God. Stop all the spasm, all the pain and the discomfort. And we thank you for a mighty, miraculous healing right now as this congregation is praying for our brother Javier today. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And we believe it is taking place right now. And we thank you, Father God, that people can call into the church when they have a need. And we thank you for that. And Father God, I want to thank you right now that we have been praying for Thomas Burns Plastering, Lord, to buy this place. And Father God, we prayed on Tuesdays and Sundays. And today, officially, we want to say thank you, our Heavenly Father, for answering our corporate prayers and Thomas' prayers, Lord. That, Father God, that is a done deal. And this is just the beginning of his company, Father God, rise. Even if the economy is bad, someone will rise, Lord. There's going to be an economy regardless what happens. And we thank you for that, Lord. We never want to forget to say thank you. We want to praise you mightily. And Father God, when it comes to Casper, in the name of Jesus, I break every curse that the Buddhists are bringing in. Every curse of reincarnation. When they tell the parents, it's not a big deal if he dies. He'll be reincarnated and born again some other place. Father God, that's a lie for the pits of hell. It doesn't exist. And we destroy that curse right now, that the father and the mother shall not buy into it. God, if you have to get them a revelation by night of an angel, to scare the daylight out of them. And Father God, we thank you that Casper, regardless of the parents' resistance, unbelief, that you're going to do a miracle, that someday that man, we will meet him in heaven. And he will say, I became a man of God because people in the United States and in Sweden and Norway prayed for me. And we thank you for that right now. Thank you, Father God. I just give you praise now for everything this morning. In Jesus' name. And those are great said. Amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated. We have the outlines. And children, time to go to Sunday school.